At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Someone's got to explain to me what the rule is when you break up with someone and social media. Do you delete all the pictures of your ex? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What's the rule? I don't understand this stuff. What made me think of this is Cardi B was the most recent person to do this. Everyone thinks that she broke up with Houston Texans wide receivers, Stephon Diggs, that they were all together. And they weren't even together long, but she went viral because he was dancing on the yacht together. And everyone was like, oh, they're a couple. And now all of a sudden she deleted all his photos. So I'm like, oh, they broke up. I'm like, why? Why do people do this? As soon as they break up with someone, they just delete all their photos of their ex.
Like, why do they keep them?
Because they're in them. They have all these memories. They have all these like times together. You can't just delete the past. Like, you delete these photos and you just delete the past. I don't get it.
I personally delete pictures of my ex on social media just because I don't want to see it. It's not about like other people. I don't want to see the pictures.
Do you hate that version of yourself?
No, that doesn't mean I hate the version of myself, but I just, that's not my life
anymore.
Sometimes
you don't need a constant reminder like that.
Yeah. Of what?
Like, those memories are over.
Yeah, that's specifically what social media is. It's so I don't, like, those are memories that are over. And I remember them, and I went to these places.
I don't want to remember them.
I literally just pulled up a picture. Like, it was on, like, a recent survey or whatever, the number one, travel and leisure. Where is the number one place to visit? And it was Santa Fe, New Mexico. I don't think a lot of people actually go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been there. I immediately pulled up a picture on social media. That sucks if you went to Santa Fe, New Mexico with your ex, and then you delete it from your social media, and you can't pull it up to show people that you went to this cool place.
I mean, sometimes it's just a reminder for yourself, like, oh, that broke my heart. Like, hate to look back at the happy times knowing that'll never happen again.
It will happen again. You're going to find love again.
Yeah, but with that person.
Oh, yeah. But I just don't understand the hatred for it. I say this, I'm going to call myself out. I have been with my wife since high school. Like, I don't have an ex on social media.
You don't get it.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't get it. But I am having trouble of when... Is that the rule, or do you delete them, not delete them?
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily always an anger thing. I'm angry, it's all gone, I'm going to forget the past. I think it's also that feeling of if you leave everything up the way it is, does that still leave the door open, possibly? Or do you feel that does? Maybe you feel that might send the wrong message to an ex, that, hey, even though it didn't work, there's still a chance it may work out in the past. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have everything publicized for everybody else. So, like, if, say you dated, you know, you dated Katie in high school. Okay, if things didn't go well, you just close that yearbook and put it away. You don't have to bring that back out.
Does it matter, like, if you're scrolling past Hannah, who does a lot of stalking, and so you're in a new relationship mm-hmm. now. I'm sure you social media stalked him mm-hmm. and you scrolled past and you saw pictures with him and his ex-girlfriend. Would you judge him like, oh, this is the type he dates, this is what he does for fun?
Or
would
you be like, I'd be mad.
You'd be mad? You would be mad at him?
Yeah.
This
and you best
crazy.
Believe I checked that up, down, left, right.
That is crazy.
I definitely wouldn't be mad, and I do think that it depends on how the relationship ended, because I know some people who were cheated on and they didn't delete the pictures. They went back and changed the captions. And it would be like the caption used to be like, oh, like the fourth with my man. And then she changed it to like the fourth with my man. And then in parentheses, he also spent it with another girl.
Oh,
that's hilarious. Wow. But I also feel like when you do that, that to me says I'm not over them. Like, I have all these emotional attachments. Like, I feel like if you leave the photo up, you're like, I kind of don't care about it. Like,
I think it sends a warning to other people. Don't date this guy.
That probably does. But I think you leaving it up as the girl in that situation doesn't mean that there's...
I just think if you delete it, it means you're closing the chapter, moving forward.
I feel like you're emotionally attached to that person still.
855. You don't remember them. The pictures are gone.
Why are you so emotionally so strong that you need to hit delete on it? You feel such strong
feelings.
They
don't deserve a spot on the timeline.
855-444-MEGA. jump in on this conversation. We're all in different places. 855-444-6342. When you break up, what happens to the pictures with the ex? I'm going to actually scroll through Hannah's Instagram now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everyone's going to be mad at me. I think it's petty, immature. You just delete.
Whoa.
Yeah. All of a sudden you go through a breakup and you delete their whole life. Like, you delete every single picture they ever did. This is someone you spent time with, and this has helped you get to the person you are today. When you break up with somebody, are you supposed to? What's the rule? Are you supposed to delete the pictures on social media that you had with them? 855-444-MEGA.
I want to make this point, too. I think it's different for guys and girls. Girls post a lot more on social media than guys. So a lot of times, if you're, like, curious, you know, how long has it been or who did they date before this, and you scroll down, it takes a lot of scrolling to find their ex. But with guys, a lot of times, the only time they ever post is with their girlfriend. So you could be like, oh, there's girlfriend number one, there's girlfriend number two. And then, like, they post with their new girlfriend, their last post was their ex.
Do you?
That's weird.
Do you feel like guys should be deleting them more?
I feel like, yeah, guys probably should.
Because I feel like guys are less likely to do this. I feel like guys are like, I don't know.
I feel like guys are quick to delete.
Really? So guys are,
I feel like girls will hold on to them longer than guys will.
The guys are like, you're done. Grow up. Oh my God. I'm deleting you from my social media.
I'm pretty sure one of my exes deleted our pictures before we even broke up.
It's like, on the way to the break.
I'll take the hint. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I got an email saying I was like terminated and I was removed from all the social media from my like company before I got fired before the meeting. I'm like, well, I know what this meeting's about. You guys already sent me. It's like, already took down and changed the relationship status before he got to the dinner to break up. Jen, do you agree with me that you don't need to delete all these exes' photos because you're a sane person here, Jen?
No, I totally agree with Hannah, but I have a reason. It's a cleanse for yourself because for me, I need to remove all of that stuff so that I can get over them. It's like a healing process.
Because you're not over him. Because the reason you're deleting is because you're not over him. You said it yourself,
no,
Jen.
No, you're 100% right. But the only way for me to get over them or him is by removing all the things that remind me so that I can heal, so that I'm not constantly going back and being bombarded by the memories and being sad because of it. It's not that I don't want to remember him. It's that having a constant reminder of the thing I'm trying to get over is not letting me let go.
Okay.
Great point.
Thank you.
Beautiful. A cleanse.
Also, she said Brett was 100% right at one point. I did hear that. That was that was actually the most clear thing that she said on the radio because her phone kept breaking up. It's like, Brett's 100% right.
What a fluke.
We are still 100% commercial free.